youth mental health was something that we thought that we needed to pay attention to. We thought here in Hamburg that it was the most important issue in education that people weren't talking about.
Hamburg School Superintendent Michael Cornell sat at a conference table inside his Abbott Road office, explaining that plans to provide mental health first aid training was decided well before the massive shootings at the school in Parkland, Florida, this past year.
It was at least 2 years ago, and then there was a year of planning. We had to train our trainers, so we went through that process, and then for the last 12 to 15 months, we've been going about the business of actually training all of our employees, and we were seeing the increased incidence of mental health challenges among our students, and we started to think about how could we help make an impact there, because really it's, when you think about it, it's a predicament that the entire country is dealing with.
When students return to school this fall, all 650 member staff members, including bus drivers, should know how to recognize a mental health problem from their first aid training.
So the bus drivers are Fisher Bus employees, and Fisher Bus is a wonderful partner for us and has been for generations of transporting kids to schools in Hamburg. And they made their employees available to us so that we could train them too. So all of those folks are trained. So we've got maybe 100 employees left to train, and by the time we get to September 1st, everybody will be trained.
One in five youth suffer from a mental health disorder, and one half of all chronic mental illness begins by the age of 14. The district is working to ensure a student is not alone in facing a mental health crisis.
They're trying to help us understand some of the warning signs of mental illness. And then if we notice something, ask another question or two. Like ask the child, you know, if you get a minute with the child after class or before class, you know, away from the audience of the rest of the students, and just say, you know, I notice you've been a little quiet lately. You've been a little withdrawn lately. Or, you always do your homework, and for the last 3 days you haven't had it. You know, help me understand why.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.